So you have a paper in your binders, which is fairly comprehensive on the issues of non-compete and the trade secrets, the new TUTSA statute, which is a good starting point for research. But what we thought would be most interesting to you is for you to be able to hear primarily a judge's perspective on how they view these cases involving non-competes and trade secrets. So we're going to focus on practical aspects, and Betsy is going to ask some of the questions from the employer's standpoint, and then I will ask some questions from the other side. Because this is an employment seminar, we will probably spend a lot of time talking about TROs and injunctions, because as you know, that is where most of these claims usually arise and are resolved. So with that, we'll go to the first slide. And I'm going to let Grant talk about what courts are looking for when these cases come in the door at the TRO stage.
Well, I think the first bullet point puts it very well. What courts, and especially I, am looking for when you walk in the door with your application for a TRO is for you to walk back out the door as soon as possible, hopefully. So, I mean, we've all had the runaround from trial judges, I'm sure. Can't y'all work something out, especially on the TRO docket? And apparently your mileage may vary in Travis County, but in Harris County, the judge who is hearing your TRO is on what's called ancillary duty. That's sort of an emergency triage position. We rotate. There's 24 civil district judges in Harris County. Each of us takes a two-week stint, and you're catching me at a good time because I just came off mine from April 1st to April 15th.